Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. I'm Megan Jade, and with me is Christian Warren, Sarah Wells, Jane Fawcett, and Kevin Tinkin.
Is this a flashback episode, or is this real time?
Is this real life? Is this going to last forever?
Oh my gosh, David goes to the dentist. Oh,
this is This is a little deja vu because Megan is back in studio.
Hello.
Now, Megan, have you ever been in the studio at the same time as Jane?
Yeah, because we interviewed her once.
But what about with Sarah?
I don't
know. Because you're right. She co-hosted when Sarah was in, was it Israel?
I don't know.
Or somewhere she missed.
I've ever been in the studio.
Yeah, I don't think
Megan.
You guys have ever been together.
No, I think Jane and I have been together. She co-hosted when Sarah wasn't here.
Well, you know, that's beside the point. Kevin, how are you?
Okay, well, maybe not. I don't know.
I got a long story.
No, Kev. We don't have time for that.
Well, Megan's going to be sticking around with us, and if you have been a fan of the Wells podcast, the Spoutcast, I don't know how I got there.
If you've been a fan of Jesus, then you most likely go to a church. If you happen to go to the Well.
You might know Megan.
If you've been a fan of the Spoutcast, you might know Megan. She took off for adventures in Southern California, and so we are going to catch up on your life over the past probably 6 months, basically.
Yeah.
Wow, time
and
flies.
We have missed you here, but we also want to catch up as you are in town for the season. Are you in town for a long time or just a couple days?
You know what, Christian? Unfortunately, I'm just here for a few days.
Just to be on the Spoutcast?
Just to be on the Spoutcast.
Exactly.
I missed my fans.
We are going to...
They've missed you.
I've taken your
Where's
fans.
Wes, you know? Is Wes still listening?
No, Wes has fallen
Wes
off
has
the planet.
Fallen off
it's because he got married, huh?
Yeah. Well, he also
That's
has a
what
job...
happens with all our friends.
He also has a job now where he can't listen to, like, podcasts
at work.
So,
that's dumb.
Yeah.
What?
That's what
Jeremiah
says,
too. It's called a weekend.
He used to work at Fresno State, and then he got this job at Pure Sense, and you couldn't do that kind of stuff. And now he's got an even more prestigious job where you have to wear a tie and stuff. So.
Wow.
Fancy.
I would like to see that. He sent us a picture, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure Wes listens to this very episode. So we're going to have a sermon discussion on Brad's sermon regarding resurrection. And he basically tagged onto PJ's sermon of 1 Corinthians 15. I think he went about 23 to the end of chapter 15. And then we will interview Megan as well as close out the show with never any announcements, but
we say their announcements.
We just
anyways.
Like to add a little piece at the end
just
of the show.
Hold up the closure.
I have some announcements.
Oh, okay,
all right. Megan will be closing out the
now,
show.
Now, before we start, I want to share a quick story because I was at a wedding this weekend. I was a DJ at a wedding this weekend, and we played a couple songs that. I don't know if I'd say are scandalous. I don't think I heard a single curse word in any of the songs we played. But Sarah would get on the dance floor and she'd be dancing and like just grooving. And then all of a sudden there'd be a slightly inappropriate part to the song, like that Flo Rida song, like low, 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 low. And she'd be dancing, feeling it. And all of a sudden I'd go low. And then she acted like, I'm not dancing to this. This isn't appropriate. This is not okay. This is not Christian.
My image.
Yeah. And then, like the low, and then you get back to the normal part of the song, and Sarah would start dancing again. But for a good, you know, 4 seconds in a couple of the songs, she looked disgusted with everybody. Oh, how could you guys?
But you know, the secret is I know all of the words to all of those
right.
songs.
Right? No, you were lip syncing them.
Yeah,
but it was really funny to watch from the back table because like. Especially during the low part because everybody's going low.
Except Sarah.
She's looking around.
I also had a dress on. I can't.
You can get low with the dress.
That dress was long enough.
She looked around in sheer judgment of everybody in the room. Like, how could
That's
you?
That's exactly what it was.
It was funny to watch. Well, we are excited to have you back, Megan, for the episode.
Thank you.
We decided to pick your new favorite CD to play on this this special occasion of having
fans you. Might be a little surprised that I agreed with this choice.
Yes.
But this is my new favorite album.
What is your new favorite album right now?
It's Taylor Swift's Red.
It's a very good album.
It is.
Although I feel like I picked 2 songs on it that you're not a huge fan of.
Well, Trouble, I Knew You Were Trouble is my absolute favorite song.
And then, I requested that one.
I know, thank you. And then what, you did 22?
I did 22.
I'm not a huge fan of that song because, you know, I'm almost 27 and those days are long gone.
I feel like it's just a real poppy song.
And she says like, she opens the songs like when we dress up like hipsters, like she doesn't dress like a hipster every day. Okay, girl. Like, wait. Like, okay.
Yep. We're gonna.
Like, she's making fun of something that she does.
About this? I just think I love that you like gave her something she really liked, and then it's like you just took it away
because you played. Yeah, you put the worst song.
I made your favorite dessert, and then I sprinkled grass on it.
Exactly, like, Kevin. Thank you for understanding me.
So, well, at least got one song that you really like. And then the her big hit, which is We're Never Getting Back Together. Not sure if you're a fan.
I love that song. I honestly thought to myself, I wish I have would have recently broken up with someone so I could really have that be my anthem.
Yeah.
But that's Sarah's instead.
Yeah.
Oh. She was raising her hand, guys. I'm not being mean.
All right. Well, stay tuned for some sermon discussion and enjoy some new Taylor Swift.
Like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
All due respect to pagan religions that practice that. All due respect to issues like Mormonism that practice that. The Bible does not teach that. That's not what this says. We know that faith is, our salvation is by grace through faith. We know it's based on a confession of faith in Christ. We know that if we have Jesus, we have life. Salvation is by his finished work. There is no baptism for the dead. It's appointed for man to die once and then judgment. So that's not what this passage says. I think the clue for figuring out what this means is by the language itself. Notice verse 29. Does he talk to the brothers or the brethren or my dear brothers or the saints? Does he refer in any way to the language he's used now for 15 chapters to those who consider themselves believers? Do you see that in the text? No. What language does he use? What do people do? Or what do people mean? Some translate that as, what will those do? He's talking about those people, not Christians. Those people, not church people. He's making the point, look, even those people who are unchurched people believe in some sort of resurrection, some sort of pagan resurrection. If they believe in a resurrection, how much more should we, as the people of God, who follow a risen Savior, a fact proved by dozens upon dozens upon dozens, eyewitnesses who saw the resurrected Christ, how much more should we, who are now followers of him who rose, live changed?
All right, that was a clip from Brad's sermon this past Sunday regarding the resurrection, and PJ kind of talked about the hope of the resurrection, and then Brad kind of drove the point home of this resurrection happened, and he talked not only about the resurrection of Jesus in the Old Testament, but also kind of the resurrection 1,000 years later after, or basically once he returns, and then 1,000 years after that, and he talked a lot about kind of the end times. He talked about, like Megiddo and...
The Battle of Armageddon, the tribulation period,
mm-hmm. and the Armageddon, just kind of a lot of
Abraham's bosom.
Did you were just looking for an excuse for the last 82 episodes to say Abraham's bosom on the show?
I say it a lot in daily conversation.
With everybody. T-Mobile customers.
That's right.
Here's a phone, Abraham's bosom.
So as a whole, you know, kind of adding on to what we spoke about last week with the resurrection, but this was just another confirmation that when Paul was writing to the Corinthians, he's like, look, you have to believe in this central point. And I pulled that clip out of there because it's like, even people who aren't believers, they believe that resurrection is possible in different sorts of things. Maybe not with Jesus, but there's different resurrections, other gods, all of the above. You can even think of, what is that religion? If you come back as another human being?
Hindu.
Reincarnation.
You know, yeah. Different
Hinduism.
Sure, and he mentioned like I don't know what Mormons believe, but do they believe in resurrection?
Just, they believe in populating another planet someday,
well, and baptism of the dead and all that.
Right,
to save
right.
Already dead people.
You dunk them.
You are dunked yourself. For them.
Yeah.
You do works to save them.
Really.
So that was kind of, Brad was just talking about all of that, but going like, look, if Jesus did not like raise from the dead, and I love that he said this, like, we might as well just all move to Washington or Colorado. Yes. Or we might as well just like, because none of this
Bye,
matters.
Pig.
If someone out there proves that Christ didn't rise from the dead, then everything doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's how essential his rising from the dead is, his conquering of Satan and death is to this whole, religion that we believe, you know, and if that is not true, if that's not real, then nothing we do, like, there's really no reason to live like we live or do anything. There's no reason to go to church. There's nothing because mm-hmm. there's no Christ. He's just another guy that claimed a lot of things and then died, and that was it.
Well, it's mm-hmm. the same thing as what Paul said in the beginning of 15. If resurrection didn't happen, then this what we do is in vain.
Right. And
same thing.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the sermon as a whole. A lot of what PJ was doing, Brad definitely talked a little bit more about end times than PJ did. Sarah, you went to Israel, right?
I did.
Megan, you were going to go to Israel with me.
I was. I've been to Israel, though, but okay. I didn't get to go with you.
Sad day.
Kev, you've been there, right?
Really sad.
I have not been to Israel.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
So I went too.
I had to go... where did I go? I have a job.
Oh.
So you've been to Clovis, haven't you?
Yeah,
it's representative of Jerusalem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, you did you guys get to go to Megiddo out mm-hmm. there?
Yes, that's actually, to be honest, before Sarah went, when I went in 2008, I told Sarah when I got home the most powerful place I had ever been in Israel was Har Megiddo, and I told her about it before she left again. That overlooking the valley where everything is going to happen. Like everything in Israel is like about the past. It's about where Jesus walked, what has happened. And that is overlooking a valley of where something huge will happen. And it was just like the craziest thing ever.
Did you have a similar experience of loving Megiddo or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we're going to be there again.
Right. That was one of those things where I kept saying like, well, I guess I'll see you guys back here one day.
It was really surreal because in every mm-hmm. other, like most of the places in Israel, it's like, okay, Jesus may or may not have thought about sitting here at one point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I mean, there's things like for sure this happened here, but with Megiddo, like, no, we're going to be back at this very spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things I learned there, and I mean, it's in the Bible, but you don't hear about it much growing up in the church of like the tribulation period of God's giving his people of Israel a chance over the course of, I believe, 7 years, I could be wrong about that, to basically believe in Christ mm-hmm. and believe in their Savior. Because mm-hmm. right now, basically, the Jewish religion and people in Israel, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. They only believe in God and that there's going to be a king to come still one day, like Jesus wasn't that guy. Mm-hmm. And so this tribulation period is for them to basically find Jesus. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Brad said, and one of the things that stood out to me the most in this sermon, but also in Megiddo, was this fact that everybody's going to bow and everybody's like going to bow before Christ, whether in like, or something like out of love or in like out of judgment, you mm-hmm. know? And I love that picture of sometimes, and we did it over the summer, but sometimes we get Jesus as the fluffy lamb. Sometimes we get Jesus as this, like, he's my best buddy. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But there's this other side of Jesus that we've hit on before at the well. But I just think that's a good picture of Jesus, of just like, there's a sense that we still need to fear Jesus a little bit, and we still need to fear who he is and fear God. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just something that in Megiddo and then Brad's sermon is just like, I need to remember mm-hmm. that.
I think though there's a side of it where we don't have that judgment to be afraid of.
No, we don't.
Right.
But I think if we like have the Jesus is my homeboy attitude too often, then we can lose reverence for him and respect for him. And being there reminded me like, oh yeah, he's not just my, you know, buddy old pal. Yeah.
I think it's interesting because, I mean, I think it's more like we don't have that to be feared. Like, we don't have the judgment to be afraid of. But we also, like, it's what he's capable of and what he will do. And the fact that he will judge people and he is powerful, like, that's what weirds me out. Or maybe, like, you know, weirds me out. Like, oh, we serve this God that isn't going to be harsh on us, but he's capable and we'll see him be a harsh judger on mm-hmm. all these sure. other people. And that's like really, I mean, it just produces this amount of like this healthy fear in you, you know, that someone's yeah. capable of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to have healthy fear. And I was going to ask you this, Kevin, you've been at the well for how long? 10 years? Brad used a lot of Brad used a lot of sayings, uh-huh. and I remember listening to the sermon and thinking, as he started going, I said, at some point during the sermon, he's going to say, "Hell is hot and time is short."
And he totally did.
And he said it because I mean,
really,
I swear, if you go back to 10 years worth of stuff, he says that over. I've heard.
Isn't that from Bob Phillips?
I don't know. Plagiarism. I don't know where it's from.
From Hume? I think it's a Hume thing.
I've never heard that.
Okay. So,
I think it's a everybody thing. I don't think it's Brad centralized it to us or Hume.
Sure. I don't know. I've heard it a bunch, but in some senses, we're not trying to like scare people by any means. And that wasn't like, I've actually heard messages like directly on hell at the well. And it's not scary, but it's more just like, well, that's intense if you're a new person, you know? Mm-hmm. This was more like about Christ and the resurrection, but there was the point of, hey, look, this resurrection happened. Christ died for you, and if you choose to reject him, like where you're going is hell, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just a reminder, and Brad put it in a very, I think, delicate way of just saying, I mean, he said hell is hot and time is short, but the other side of it is like, look, you still have time to believe in this resurrection, to believe in Christ. And he even at one point, and we don't do this very often, but he basically said, look, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, like now is the time. Talk to somebody. Like there's no time to waste. Like you need to have a relationship with Christ mm-hmm. just in the midst of everything. And some, you know, we've been talking about gifts for so long, and First Corinthians doesn't present the gospel very often. It's just been a while where I've just heard from the stage of like, look, like Christ loves you and he died for you and he was risen 3 days later, and it's time to start a relationship with him. And I love Sundays like that. And who knows if somebody walks away knowing Christ or not, but it is just refreshing to hear that and to know that there are people that are going to connect with that.
And who knows if that seed was planted and maybe when Christ does come back, that person at that time will remember what they've been told and become a follower of Christ at that point. And I think now too is like kind of a timely time to talk about it, because I think with all the politics and everything going on, I've had conversations with people of like, are we living in the end times? Is this like, is Jesus coming back? All these things because of the world's going to hell in a handbag, whatever. But it's a good thing to be mindful of that. And maybe we are living in intent. We are living in the end times just as much as they believed in Bible times that they were living in the end times. Like Christ is coming back longer than he was when they believed in Bible times. But I mean, it's just a matter of time.
There's no better time than right now, because you don't know how much time you're allotted on Earth.
Yeah, we're not getting any further away from him coming. Totally. We're only getting closer to it.
Totally. Right.
If we could just get to our 100th spout episode,
that's
though.
That's all I ask.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because when I was younger, I used to say that, well, if I could just get married first. Yeah. Or if I could just maybe travel the world.
I just want to go to prom. Then you can come back.
Oh, gosh. I wish you would have come back before my prom. Oh, my gosh. Let's be honest. Or that movie, too. For that matter.
Wow, brought it back. Movie. I liked that movie. But
yeah, we know.
All right, go for it.
Are
Kevin.
There people out there that are trying to fulfill all the requirements before Jesus comes back, like actively?
What do you mean requirements? By requirements?
Like, for example, like the one world government, the rebuilding of the temple.
Like you think people are contriving these things?
Yeah, like I wonder about that. I was thinking about that the other day, you know, because right now Europe's got. There's a big hubbub about the euro and how it's screwing everybody else's currency up and whatnot. It's mm-hmm. the I pointed to Megan because she likes to talk about relevant issues,
like poop.
That's right. No, but the
favorite topic.
I don't want to get specific because I'm going to probably say something wrong and people are like, that guy's an idiot. No, I'm not listening. but there was a guy with an accent who was ticked about it, and I was just thinking like. Like, I wonder if there's people in there that are actually pushing for the one world government, the one world currency, that solely have the purpose of that being like, I'm going to see if Jesus comes back. I'm going to try to get all this stuff done.
Interesting. That would have to be a very high-powered person to,
sure.
to right. be that person.
What I think is interesting is I think the fact that, I mean, it's, you know, how much the Bible has predicted about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And now that we're all seeing this happen, it just sort of puts in perspective how stupid we are. You know, like, I mean, like how stupid humans yeah. are. Like, it's so funny that, you know, if the Bible's predicting something and you want so, like, for not to be true or whatever, that you would do everything you can to work against it
right.
or whatever. But instead, it's happening. It's very obvious that it's happening. Right. And we can't control it. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just the way that it's going and the way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And I just feel, like, very much, like, humbled by the fact that years and years and years right. and years ago, like, the way that we are operating in this world in 2012 is predictable. It just yeah. makes me feel so humbled, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to start voting for things for the next leaders if they think things that are going to happen in the Bible, if that's what they want to do. Like, if Obama was like, I'm looking for one world government, I'm like, one step closer.
Well, here's something. They put, like, microchips in animals now. Isn't that so weird? So they can track them.
Almost Mark the Beast.
No, but I'm just saying, like, even that, like, I know it has nothing to do with it, but it's kind of weird, like, the way that things are going. Like, the fact that you can scan your animal and know, like, track it to a house.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And your iPhone.
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about technology stuff, like the barcode, yeah, sure. like the stuff the, moving.
The one thing that,
that
and I'm going to butcher this a little bit, but maybe help me out. I know that there has to be the rebuilding of the temple, correct?
Yes.
And in Israel, where the current temple
is the Dome of the
Rock, mm-hmm. which is not a Jewish or Christian thing at all. It's
Muslim.
And so somehow that has to be
destroyed,
removed, and the temple then needs to be rebuilt. And I remember being there and hearing that and thinking, well, does that mean like Christ isn't going to return until that happens? Because yeah. we always say, well, Christ could come back tomorrow, but it's going to take years for that to happen, right?
So Christ isn't going to come back tomorrow. Look what's happening in Israel right now. Like, look at the, I mean, they're the, like, the whatever war with Gaza and all the stuff that's going on, all the, mm-hmm. the fighting and stuff. I would not be surprised if that, if little, like, I don't know, steps towards yeah, that
sure.
are happening yeah. now.
But I think you're right, though. I don't think he's going to come back tomorrow because there are things that have to be fulfilled.
Right. And so that, I want to make that point in the sense of like, we think Jesus is going to come back tomorrow, but there are fulfillments that need to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we tell our kids. Jesus could come back tomorrow, so don't steal that candy bar.
Break those green beans.
Yeah.
Because that's what Jesus really cares
about. So you can get
about.
A new body.
Yes. It is right. a good reminder. Oh, but all in all, I think these last two messages were just really good in the sense of it's just, I love talking about Jesus a lot. And I'd rather we always talk
sweet.
About Jesus.
That was just sweet,
I think
Christian.
All of us just got these like smirks mm-hmm. on our face. Like, oh,
yeah,
I
care about the biblical stuff. I'm into that. But for me, it's just like, I think Christ's life and his story and his death, burial, and resurrection to me are the most powerful thing you could talk about every Sunday. So, there's, I believe, a couple more weeks of 1 Corinthians, so let's stick it out here. All right, guys.
Say a couple more weeks till Jesus comes back.
Well, yeah, no. yeah.
At least until our 100th episode.
Yeah, we got to stick around until our 100th yeah. episode.
I got distracted thinking about the new bodies. I was like, wondering, am I going to have a six-pack?
Are you going to be a bodybuilder again in
I
the
hope,
new
could
world?
Be.
Oh, I hope so.
All right.
I
well, so. Hey, Megan, we are going to get down to what your life has been like
the
over the last couple months. So
man.
Stay tuned for that and enjoy some Taylor Swift.
Take a deep breath in the mirror. He didn't like it when I wore high heels, but I do. Turn the lock and put my headphones on. He always said he didn't get this song, but I do. Chair out and help me in, and you don't know how nice that is, but I do.
All right, we are back, and Megan Jade is here with us. Megan, it is good to have you back here in the studio, and we would like to be caught up on your life. Because almost every week, Kevin goes, "What happened to Megan?"
And does he cry?
No, he just...
He cries.
He thinks that you disappeared like the Batman.
And what you don't know is that I have actually been taking over Batman's job since The Dark Knight Rising came out and Batman left.
Is it The Dark Knight Rising or The Dark Knight Rises?
Sorry, Rises.
She lives in the moment.
I am now answering to the Bat
Commissioner
the
bat Gordon.
Signal. Commissioner Gordon.
So
Gotham City is my
what would your
home
bat
to protect.
Signal look like?
Like the Batman signal.
Okay.
Well, I wonder
with
if the
maybe
bats
an M in the middle.
No,
I wonder
know,
if the bats
elephant.
Have tracking devices that.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, really? Okay. I'm serious. Animals having tracking devices okay. is moving us more
I'm
towards
kidding.
Putting them in our kids. Okay.
I'm kidding.
You're,
all right,
you kind of went Minnesotan. Minnesotian.
Okay. I'm sick. Okay.
Okay.
So about 6 months ago, Megan, you drove off to USC, correct?
She just drove off.
I just like drove off a cliff and ended up at USC.
Doing what?
Yeah. So I have to catch you guys up back on, you know, at Hume.
Okay.
So I was at Hume. My schedule got really busy with the students and stuff, and I wasn't able to come down anymore for the Spoutcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hume went through some budget cuts, and a couple positions were let go, and my position was one of those. And it was a really hard departure.
Who did it? Give
you
me a name.
Talk to them.
Who
just
done it?
Give me a name.
Yeah, right. I'll give you a name.
Let's
it's drive
Jane
up there.
Jane Fawcett.
It's Jane Fawcett. She is actually part of the Hume like mob.
Yeah. Mafia. Yeah. I like to call it the mafia.
Oh, okay.
3-6 mafia.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, this is actually real. I had no idea.
All right, so
let's put a tracking device in her. Anyways, so
boom boom.
I left Hume and I went and spent some time back east for a little while, just sort of one of those like sabbatical type things where you figure out your life and what you want to do. And in that process, I have always wanted to get my master's degree. I really want to teach English, and so I know that doing that required more schooling. And so I got into USC, and I thought that that would be a great opportunity.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm definitely
not part of High School Musical.
You're definitely the fighting Trojans.
It's the Trojans. Victory.
I'm making a Spoutcast joke.
Fight on.
I got you.
Anyways. So, yeah. So I started at USC in June, and it's a year-long program that has been – so a two-year program that's been condensed into 1 year. So – I would like to say that I have a really exciting life, but I don't. I definitely have been writing papers and doing school nonstop. Along with, I have two jobs while I'm down there. So,
where are you working?
I work at a restaurant as a server, and I also am writing for a company called Zinch, which is I'm a copywriter, and they are a internet-based company that's owned by Chegg.com, where you rent textbooks, and they basically connect students. With colleges and admissions, and allow these students to create profiles to show that they're more than a test score, so
it's
that they can get
Zinch?
Into the college that they want to go to. Yeah, so I write what are called campaign messages for colleges. So the colleges will feature certain things about their schools on the website, and so basically, like, I'll write messages about their physics degree or their engineering or their business majors, and I basically have to write these messages that go out to students. To get them to want to go to those schools.
So you're professional writers.
So I'm a professional writer.
That's
yeah, good. Which is really
living
cool.
Living the dream.
It's something I've always wanted to do, and I really enjoy that. And
where do you waitress at?
I work at a restaurant called Country Harvest.
Okay. Do you have to dress up in like a cowboy outfit?
You know what? At one point, we had cowboy themed month, and I had to wear jeans and a flannel.
Hey, wagon train all over again.
Did you just call me Jade?
Big
Jade,
floppy hat.
That's it.
What?
Did you wear a big floppy hat?
I did not wear a hat, and I did not put my hair in braids either. But do you remember, Kevin, when we did the WSM video?
Yes.
And I was, what was my name? Annie or something like that?
I named my daughter
Anita. After you. My name was Anita.
Was
Anita
it?
Anita Baker or something weird.
Yeah, I watch those videos all the time.
Baker? No, it wasn't Baker.
The Yukon Ho videos?
The Yukon Ho, yeah.
Okay, so just the other day.
It wasn't Baker.
Isn't that a girl who lives at Hume?
Me? I don't know.
Just the other day, I was talking with Pat, and... you know, I was saying, so what's like some of your projects that you just like don't really care too much about? And he's like, I'm not a big fan of like UConn Ho. It wasn't anything special. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, but you know who like loves, like who thinks it's his best work of all time?
Kevin
like,
Tinkin.
Kevin Tinkin thinks Yukon Ho was the greatest
it's
work.
It's amazing.
I've never laughed harder in my lifetime than this one episode that Brandon Baker, Kevin Tinkin, and I did together. And I could not stop laughing.
Yukon Ho, for those of you guys listening, is our sixth grade curriculum. And they have videos that they play, I believe, once a month to kind of intro what the next kind of topics are going to be. And Kevin and Megan and Brandon and a couple other people are the stars of these.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have any kids in sixth grade, you could ask them about it.
But yeah, I don't know if my name was Anita Baker. I think I might have just pulled that out of
Baker's
nowhere.
Anita Baker's actually a famous person.
I think that's a person. I don't know. My name was something.
So you, I don't even remember. You got these two jobs, and you are creatively writing different things.
I am.
And
yes.
When does school end?
So basically Tuesday, which is tomorrow,
okay,
is my technically like my last day of school.
Okay.
So, but for this term, for my second term.
So why aren't you there?
Because I don't go to school today.
Oh, okay.
So I go to school on Tuesdays. And I'm actually going to try to Skype into my last class, and be able to stay a couple days longer here. So yeah, I have a lot due, this week, but then my second term's done. I'm halfway through and I have 7 weeks off until my January term. And then I'm done June 2nd with my master's.
Wow.
Yeah. So
June 2nd is a Sunday.
Well, that's the day that I'm supposed to graduate. Right. So maybe I graduate on a Sunday. Maybe it's June 1st.
Oh.
I don't know.
Jordan is.
Well, if it's June 1st, we can't be there.
Okay.
Why not?
We're in Jordan's
wedding. But you know, that's too bad. Maybe it's not that day, any of those days. We'll see.
that's my
Cross
birthday.
That bridge when we
I'm just so, pretty sure I have that date in my memory for a reason.
Yeah. Megan,
that's
earlier
my dad's
you.
Birthday.
It's my birthday.
Are you my dad?
Yes, I am.
This is my interview. So what's happening?
Sorry.
Oh, hey.
Megan,
anyways.
You mentioned off the air that it is you don't have very many friends out there.
You're right.
And
spotlight that.
Thank
on
you.
This podcast.
And like. Yeah, how's the transition? Has it been hard or?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And I think that this is probably something that everybody's going to go, oh, wow, like that's deep. But
I'm ready.
To be honest, I think that for so long in my life, I was really discontent.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
All right. No, for I'm so ready. Long in your life, you've
I just think that there were so long, like, you know, you have dreams and like you think that things are going to be a certain way or should be a certain way and like, I just thought, I need to get my master's, I need to go to school, I need to be pursuing this thing. and I've realized that while I'm really excited to have my master's and I'm really excited to do that, that I've been really drawn to things that are worldly and been really drawn to accomplishments that are worldly and really have lost sight of what's important. And so, granted, I'm very excited to be finishing my program and to be at USC, and I love that. But I just didn't realize how important community was and how – I told someone this last night. I, like, hate that I love Fresno so much, you know? Like,
yes.
It's like, why can't this be Chicago, Illinois, you
right.
know? Like, why can't this be Boston or, like, some city that's, like, so exciting or
yeah.
whatever? But it really is. Like, it doesn't matter. You could live in the coolest city in the world and be miserable. And I've just realized that – I'm in LA and I'm having a good time at school or whatever, but I miss my friends and I miss my community and I miss my life that is so just surrounded by God-fearing, Jesus-loving people, and that encourages me, and I don't have that right now, and I definitely feel it. So it's good to be back. I've felt more myself and understood and loved in these last 2 days than I have felt in 7 months.
Mm.
So,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
And this Spoutcast is a part of that.
It is. It is a huge part of that. And I really honestly have just, it's been such a cool realization for me that like I can continue to search for things in life I think that are going to fill my heart and fill my life in whatever. And I can continue to search for worldly accomplishments and be something in somewhere to someone or whatever. But ultimately at the end of the day, what's important are people and relationships and Jesus.
So maybe after June, like considering moving back, or you don't know where God's going to lead you then, but.
I'm definitely looking. I mean, I have to apply for jobs and I'm really at this point willing to go wherever that leads. Fresno is definitely an option. I hate that I'm saying that. I really do. I hate that I'm saying that.
Everybody
but I
says
think so.
All roads lead to Fresno.
Brad and what's funny is I feel like an idiot for even saying that because I know that's Brad's line. But last night I was legitimately saying to a couple friends of mine, I see every single time I've left Fresno, I've been come back. I've left. This is my third time leaving Fresno, and I feel so drawn here. And every single time I leave, the place I end up back at is Fresno. So,
I never left. Yeah.
Stay here.
We should try to leave you. I bet you'll be back here. Yeah.
I think one of the things that you're hitting on is less about Fresno as a place.
Right.
I think it really is. It's the people, it's the church, it's the community, whatever that is. You're coming back to that, not to the place of Fresno. Right.
And I know people say that all the time. Contentment's about, not about circumstance, not about where you are. It's all those things. And it's so cool to just live that, to see that. And I mean, granted, it's also very painful to have to learn that the hard way or whatever, but it's such a cool experience to know that it doesn't matter. Nowhere in life is going to be as good as the people in it.
Sure.
You know,
let me tell you all the things that have been exciting in Fresno over the last 7 months.
You know what I've
we got
heard.
A Dick's Sports out here.
So cool.
Watch your mouth.
That's where I got Sarah's birthday present.
And that's about it over the last 7 years or 7 months.
We're getting a Super Walmart. We got a free bird. Burrito
okay,
place.
So all of these things are exactly the reasons why I don't care
right,
about
yes.
Fresno.
So Megan,
but I'm still here.
I know, yeah. Jane, and that's just beautiful. And when I come back and I see these people and I like,
it's beautiful.
I just feel so connected and I just love the people that live here. I do.
I grew a thicker beard.
You look a little different. Have you lost weight?
Wait, over the last 7 months, Kevin has had about seven surgeries.
This is actually true.
He got the gout.
Oh,
I've had the gout.
I know you have.
Jane.
I'm so sorry. Have you been healthier?
Jane, please. I know I got my finger baby removed.
I'm really upset that I don't see Will or Annie in this room right now.
Well, I'll show you pictures of them. Well,
they are cute.
I know.
They're in Morro Bay right now. They ditched me. So like you were talking about taking a sabbatical to find out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got that this morning. And
cool.
Oh yeah, all by myself.
And what have you decided?
I want to sleep more.
Okay.
But I probably should get up and do something.
Kevin is a stand-up comedian nowadays.
Yeah. I've heard.
Oh yeah.
Are you still doing improv?
I mean, I didn't write any of this out that we're doing right now. You know, so I feel like the answer is yes.
All
right.
His life is an improv.
We haven't been doing it very much. But I always think about you when we do the improvs
and how funny I am.
Yeah, and when I get sad, I watch the UConn Ho videos. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my gosh!
If I get bummed out, I watch UConn Ho videos.
Oh, because they make me laugh so hard. Mm-hmm. This morning, actually, I watched my I Am Jonah video because Mario Trevino is obsessed with me.
Oh, buddy!
And no, just obsessed with that video, really. And he has it memorized, and so he made me watch it this morning.
Really?
And it was really funny.
Who's Mario Trevino?
Mario.
I love when you do that. Like if you don't know somebody, it's like who's I don't know, Sarah Wells. Well, you know Sarah.
For a second there, I thought
that's funny because that doesn't give any context to who he is.
For a second there, I thought you were saying Mario Cantone, and I was like, wow, you really did move to LA.
He and I did WSM together.
Who's
last
Mario
year.
Cantone?
Yeah, who's that?
The guy,
he's like the guy who's on most of my Instagram. I feel like every time I see somebody that I haven't seen in a long
Mario
time.
Lopez.
That's Mario Lopez.
Dang it.
What's Cantone? Yeah, Where did that come from? Story.
Also, a guy named Mario is a famous plumber in a video game.
So. I always forget that they're plumbers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Haven't you ever seen Mario Brothers, the movie?
Oh, yeah, because I watch good movies like that.
Prom.
Double feature, Mario Brothers and Pro.
Well, one of the things, Megan, is like we have, you know, the Spoutcast shirt, and the Spoutcast shirt was made pre-Jane. And so I did this little video clip for the bucket, and I had to wear my Spoutcast shirt.
I'm sorry.
Did you?
You
paste
were,
Jane's picture over my face?
I did not.
You were in a commercial for the Spoutcast and didn't ask your co-host to be in it.
Why wasn't I given a
co-host? What? I said host.
So one of the things was I was trying to explain the shirt. And like, because I was wearing it, and I was trying to explain to somebody. I'm like, well, this is Megan, and Megan, well, she doesn't host a show anymore, but she's on the shirt. Well, so why is she still on the shirt? Well, we didn't make new shirts. Jane's on the show now, and I got nothing. It's very difficult to explain when
it's
wearing this
like
Spoutcast shirt.
It's like the newscaster lady on the news the other night. The roof.
The roof.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
Bless her heart.
Did that really happen?
Does she know that's a song?
Okay, so if you go to my Facebook page, okay, so you thought it was funny.
No.
Okay.
I thought the most funny thing about it was your dog
snoring in the background.
I thought that was you.
That's my dog. I basically just recorded this stupid news clip. Nobody thinks it's funny, but this woman is trying to like get out what she's supposed to say. And she's saying, the local Fresno house roof is on. And the roof is on fire. And they put fire out.
Like there's no other way to say it except the roof was on fire.
So it's funny. Megan, I'm so glad to have you back for this episode. I hope that you come back and join our community of people.
Thank you.
I know Sarah misses you. And
really? Just Sarah?
I miss you.
Thank you, Jane.
I'm saying
Kevin
and Dave is pointing at himself.
Very vocal about
Dave
how we miss
me.
You.
I can see him over there.
And it'd be great to see you around these walls every once in a while. So, Megan, the last question I want to ask, just before, do you listen to the Spoutcast nowadays? Or
you know what's funny is I don't have time to breathe.
Okay,
but I also have listened to a few episodes, and you know, honestly, Jane's really funny.
Very funny.
And I like your dynamic. But it kind of makes me sad.
Why?
Because I miss it.
Oh.
So it's difficult for me to like see. When I like see the Instagrams too, I'm oh, I want to like this, but I don't actually like this.
Such a great time.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, thanks, guys.
In our Instagram picture today, we should just be really sad. Like,
Megan took a bunch of photos on her phone.
Well, and here's something. Sarah, like, wears my clothes to the Spoutcast, and I find out through the Instagram. So.
I told you I'm wearing
Sarah's
your clothes.
Sarah's been wearing your clothes a lot. Why are you- I'll say, oh, that's a cute shirt. It's Megan's.
Why are your clothes at Sarah's house?
Because I have literally entire garage full of my stuff that
my
I have
garage.
Not taken home.
My garage is full of her crap.
So, yeah. If I wanted some stuff, I would just go.
Well, no, everything just happened so fast. I got into school and I had to go and I started June 18th and I didn't have any time. And it's like been nonstop ever since. So now that I have 7 weeks off for Christmas, it's like, okay, now it's time to
you can get your stuff out
get
of
some stuff
Jane's house.
And figure that out. And yeah, so it's been good to be here. I love everyone.
Well,
here.
Thank you for stopping by, Megan. And we're going to listen to some more Taylor Swift, possibly one of the songs that you don't like off the album.
Oh.
But we will kind of close out the show with some announcements.
No announcements.
And Instagram plug and all of the above. So stay tuned.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone.
Welcome back. We are here.
Welcome back.
We are here. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We are here. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We are here. We are here. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We are here. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We are here. Oh, I love you guys.
It's so much fun when we're three together.
It's so long.
I know. Shotgun.
Oh, jeez. All right. Funny.
Well, we are back. And we never have announcements. And but our I guess Megan said she has some announcements.
Oh,
you were just making.
I don't know. I'll make an announcement.
Can I say the announcement?
Yes.
Okay. Last week we had a guest on, Beth Nicoletto, a dear friend of mine who I lived
and
with for
mine.
Many years, and Megan's. Megan, she lived with us also.
Am I not sitting
well,
here?
Well, no, I'm just saying it was.
She's a friend of mine. Yeah, I wouldn't say
she's
dear.
We lived together.
Because it was for my birthday. Right. Anyways, and dear she was pregnant friend. And would not share the name of the baby, but she officially has given birth about an hour and a half ago to baby Gia Kate.
Nicoletto.
Yeah.
What are the specs?
7 pounds.
This is in the car.
7 pounds, 19 inches. I got a text from her husband. Maybe he did not include the ounces.
Does she look pretty?
She looks like a perfect little baby girl.
Good.
Yeah. She's kind of white.
Yeah.
And she did just come out of
Beth
the womb.
Beth did have drugs.
Yeah, she did take drugs.
She drugged it up.
Epidural?
Epidural. Yeah.
Good.
And they had to break her water, so Pitocin.
Like her water bottle?
They have to like induce labor, you know?
How do they do that? I'm just joking.
Please stop.
If you have a Facebook, an Instagram, or a Twitter, add us on all of those. It's just the Spoutcast. And you can find us.
Do we still have that phone number?
We don't.
321 Spout.
It's too hard to maintain.
It was cool. And you basically.
Jerry used to call in?
I do remember when Jerry used to call in.
Or Tomater.
if we didn't use it, Gmail takes it away from you.
So, is it true?
Gmail.
What?
I mean, I think Bullwinkle.
Jeez, what an impression. Impressive.
Yeah, I think Bullwinkle called us one time.
He never made it onto the show.
Remember when Bullwinkle called us and I didn't put on the show?
Oh my gosh, I was so mad. Hold on, guys. Bullwinkle's calling now.
Wait. Hey, everyone on the Spoutcast. This is Bullwinkle, and I'm just here to tell you that Megan is the best.
Remember when Jeremiah...
You kind of sounded like Pee Wee Herman.
I did a little bit.
Hey, Uncle Joey.
Okay.
Remember when Jeremiah called and like totally biffed the message? He's like, hey, this is Jeremiah and my top three favorite Bible verse.
We don't do a top three anymore?
No.
Yeah, we moved on.
Wow, this is like...
What?
Guys, this is crazy.
Wait, how come we haven't told any fart jokes in honor of Megan?
Megan would rather throw herself against the wall.
Well, this is a Spout.
And we're out.
Out.
I remember when we broke up the first time. Saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month. When you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh.